His name is Wonderful Counselor, who guides us through the hills and valleys of life. His name is Mighty God, who harnesses his infinite power to give strength to the finite. His name is Everlasting Father, our faithful and forever protector and provider. His name is Prince of Peace, who calms the storm in our soul and leads us to still waters. His name is Man of Sorrows, who carries our shame and our pain and our guilt and our past. He's the Lamb of God, who lives and bleeds and dies in our place. He's the Lion of Judah, who fights for us the battles we could not fight on our own. He is the power of God, the wisdom of God, the glory of God, and the gift of God. And he is the Son of God. He's the Ancient of Days, who has no beginning and who has no end. He's the radiance of God's glory, the culmination of the perfection of God. He is the commander of God's army, with multitudes of angels bowing in reverence at the mention of his holy name. He's the living stone and the rock of ages. He's the root of Jesse and the son of David. He's the light of the world and the Lord of all. He's the King of Kings and the image of the invisible God. There's no one like him. He is undefeatable. He is non-repeatable. He is incomparable and he is inescapable, and he is the great I Am, and he is worthy of our devotion, worthy of our worship, and worthy of his name, the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The name above all names.
Good morning, everyone. I pray that you all had a successful week in the Lord and that all is well. Amen. A lot of things going on. Keep your eyes open. That I can only keep trying to keep you informed, to keep your eyes open. And the other thing is to stay prayed up. Look around you. It's going down. The scriptures are coming alive. Things that God say would happen are beginning to happen right before our eyes. It says we're in the last days and times. Look around. You'll see it. It's all found in Revelations. Anyway, I want to tell each and every one of you, you are blessed for making it to God's hospital, God's school, where we reach and find out what his teachings are for this week, and that he anoints all of us to walk in his glory. And also, as a minister, I want to tell each and every one of you that you are welcome, welcome, welcome to this space that we call worship. Amen. Stay focused. We got a great message for you today. And I want to open the floor for anyone that has a praise report today. What is a praise report? It is something that has happened in your life that you can't take the credit for. You know that it was no one but God that did this. So, does anyone have a praise report this morning? If so, come forward, so that we can all shout right along with you, praise his holy name. Well, all right. Let me just move the program forward. Now, are there any announcements this week? Well, I will tell you what we are planning as a ministry. We are in the planning stages of starting not only our Wednesday Bible study, but we are in the process of maybe putting together a women's Bible study for one night during the week and a men's Bible study for one night during the week, so that only women can come to this Bible study and only men come to the men's Bible study, so we can all address things within our own gender, how we deal with them. So there's a lot happening behind the scenes. We're still reaching out and touching others with our messages. So, hey, that's it. Now we are getting ready to work on some grants for the ministry so that we can begin to put some other programs in place. I will not talk about those today. But when I get ready to do it, I will call a church meeting so that we can all get together as a ministry and talk about our plans. Amen. Where we're going, who would like to volunteer, and who will do this, and who will help with that. Amen. So listen, stay focused. We're on the move. Now, anything else? If not, let's get started. Amen. Every head bow and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this blessed day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We pray for each and every person that is here today and for those that could not make it. We pray that the Father, through the Holy Spirit, will continue to touch their light with wisdom and your revealed knowledge. We call and invite the Holy Spirit into all of our lives today, that he will bring wisdom to you as we unfold this message before you. We thank you that each and every spiritual need is met in thy Son Jesus' name. We also pray that our natural needs are met in thy Son Jesus' name, and thank you in advance for the finished return, because your word says that it shall not return back void. So thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Now, today, we got a great message for you today. We had a nice one last week. And it was about my time in the ocean of soul and what I took away from that and how it reminded me of the Father. Because not only do we have standards here on this earth, and many organizations do, but God has standards. And we need to realize that. Your car has standards. And we need to realize that, because if you don't follow the standards that they are for that car, it'll be sitting in your yard broken. Okay? Engine torn up because you never changed the oil. Or there are so many other things that could happen to it because you don't follow the standards that were set to keep that car running. Amen. So the same thing is with God. You know, you don't want your relationship to be in jeopardy. Follow him. The Bible is there to tell you, because they say Jesus and the Word are the same. So when you're reading the Word, you're seeing the character of not only the Father, but the Son and the Holy Spirit, all in one. So listen, today's lesson is about another mind. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about, you know, we have the mind of Christ, and then we have that other mind, the one that we had before we came to Christ. And the enemy is always trying to take you back to that mindset, to the things that you did then, sometimes without thinking, sometimes not caring about the outcome. We just did it. And some there are other times where, you know, we were kind of trapped. And we only saw this way out, not knowing or not using the ways of God that he imparted to us. Or sometimes our parents or grandparents told us, don't do that. This is what that means. Don't do it. And we had to challenge it. We had to call ourselves grown and go out there and try to do it differently to prove them wrong, and got our foot caught into something. And that was sometimes not easy to get rid of. And some of us have not gotten rid of them even to today. They become strongholds in our operating system every day, or every so often it pops up and we got to go. We caught up in the okie doke. Amen. So now another mind is the battle of the mind of Christ and the mind of Satan. Now, the Bible calls him the father of lies. Now, in life, we are often confronted with choices that pull us in different directions. Every day, we face the battles of thoughts, decisions, and inclinations. And when I say inclinations, I'm talking about urgings or other things that try to pull us away from God. You know, as believers, we have access to the mind of Christ. As Christians, we have access to the mind of Christ. But also, we are constantly being tempted to adopt that other mind or another mind, another way of thinking. One that leads us away from the will of God. Satan, whom the Bible calls the father of lies, seeks to manipulate our thinking and calls us to step outside of the path that God has prepared for all of us, that he prepared them before the foundations of the world. This is why we pray to him to know what we're supposed to do here, Lord. Because it's already done. The Bible says it is finished. And we got to realize what that means and why they tell us to pray always. They tell you that because it is finished. What you're supposed to do in this life and where you're supposed to go has already been prepared for you. Now, this sermon will explore the conflict between the mind of Christ and the other mind, the one that Satan tries to impose on us or take us back to the old way of thinking, using scriptures to highlight the importance of discerning the difference between the two. Now, the mind of Christ, the path of the truth and obedience. Now, the mind of Christ is the will of God. The mind of Christ represents perfect unity with the will of the Father. It is a mind that desires to obey, to serve, and to love as Jesus did. Now, our reference scripture for this lesson today is found in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. And it reads, well, before that goes, come on, Bible scholars, let's go. Mount up, get those swords out, and let's keep into it, okay? Stay with the lesson. Be prepared and be ready. Second Philippians 2, verse 5 through 8. And this is how it reads. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Now, is that heavy? Even the death on the cross. So I remember when he says, Lord, do I have to swallow this? This is difficult to swallow. But it says, not my will, but your will be done. That means he humbled himself and he became obedient to the Father, even to the point that he had to die to save all mankind, God's creation. It does not pursue personal gain, self-promotion, neither our selfish desires. But the mind of Christ aligns itself with God's perfect will. Now, how does the mind of Christ transform us? When we embrace the mind of Christ, our thinkings, our actions are transformed to reflect God's will and God's character. Amen. So when we follow the word, we read it and do it, we look just like God. Amen. Keep that with you. Romans 12:2 is our next scripture. Come on, Bible scholars, keep up with me now. The Bible reads at Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what is he telling you now? That when you transform your mind, stop following the world and begin to follow the standards that God put in the word, that the transformation of your mind, although it may not be an overnight process, will cause you to become something that you never thought you could be. That it will open a door that you may walk through and see what the Father truly has planned for your life. Amen. And I want you to say it. Amen. Say amen. Thank God. Because it is a daily, consistent commitment to surrender our thoughts and desires to Christ. And that's a whole lot that he's asking for. Our thoughts, that means we have to stop all those weird thoughts and things that don't conform to his word. And our desires, because some of our thoughts bring about certain desires in us. So we have to watch what we think. We have to watch what we desire. We have to check ourselves. This renewal helps us to discern, oh, very important, the will of God in each and every situation. Now, the other mind, the deceptive mind of Satan. So when we accept this other mind, you're accepting the mind of Satan. But in the Bible, Satan is called the father of lies. The mind that Satan promotes is a deceptive mind. Buyer beware. His primary tactic is to twist the truth, making us question God's goodness and leading us back into sin. And sin brings about death. And there are times when we're not talking about physical death, but we're talking about death to whatever seed we planted, whatever progress we made, whatever plans or seeds we put down to build something up or something greater, even to start a business, or many things it could be talking about, but we don't want to destroy it. Now, Our next scripture is John 8:44. Let's go there. This is how it reads. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. And that's self-explanatory. Because when you begin to follow Satan, you only do what Satan asks you to do. Because the things that he asks you to do are following what your body tells it to do. And don't mistake, the things that he does separates us. We are separated on the inside. Your mind wants to do something and your body wants to do something. And it's only one of you. So you don't think your mind is talking, you don't think your body's talking. Your body's talking. If it tell you scratch your head, you're gonna scratch it. Tell you scratch your behind, you're gonna scratch it. All right? Tell you to sit down, I'm tired. You sit down. And your mind is saying something different. So you gotta decide who you're going to follow. Now that doesn't mean you don't sit down because you're tired. Don't mean that you don't scratch because it itch, but you make sure you don't let your body use you to try to gain control, because earthly desires is what he promotes. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. That are things that he's on, things that he has set up for you, which is why he's always trying to tempt you to come over to his resources and not God's. For he is a liar and the father of it. Satan is relentless in his pursuit to distort the truth. He leads people to follow after their own desires instead of God's will. Now, the lies of Satan are meant to deceive, entrap, and lead us away from God's perfect plan. Now, the other mind promotes selfish desires and what self wants. The mind of Satan encourages all self-centeredness and rebellion against God's will. It tells you, oh, you don't have to follow God and all them rules. You know, you need to think about yourself and what you want to do in this life, where you want to go. So don't worry about all those rules that God have. It seeks to place our desires above God's commands, leading us to act independently, think independently from God. Now, just think back. There are moments where we have sought to separate ourselves from God by doing independent thinking, what we want to do, when we want to do it. And there are times where we got ourselves into trouble. And then we ran back to God and asked God, if you help me out of this one, I promise you, I won't go back. Now, what did that really mean? Were you speaking from the heart? Or were you speaking of your desire to get out of this one so you can go back and do what you did again? Now, James 3:14. Let's go there next. Come on, Bible scholars, let's go. Now, this is what it reads. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Now, we have this all the time. Let me break some bread with you. Sometimes we don't want to do right, but we don't want to be alone in our disobedience, so we try to pull other people into our truth, not God's, but our own truth. And we sabotage some other people's life by getting them to follow us because they like us. We like them. So we follow them. We give them respect. That's the word. Respect. More than you give others. Respect. Because of something that they did in the past, or you like them, or you want to be like them, so you give them respect. You want to hang out with them, you give them respect. But this wisdom does not descend from above, but it's earthly, it's sensual, and it is demonic. Now, you're saying, but I'm not demonic. But we do some demonic things without even knowing that what we're doing is demonic. When you follow somebody instead of following God, what is that? And we've all done that before. But it's not godly, I know that. Because we put them over God. What about when we start following money? And we actually make money our God. You can seek money, but you got to do it God's way. Put him first and find out what way did he have for you to make some money and follow what he tells you. But where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Amen. So since Satan's wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic, it fosters division, pride, and sin, which causes us to operate out of our own selfishness rather than the love of God and for others. Amen. Now we need to recognize the battle, the choice between the mind or the other mind. In other words, the mind of Christ or the mind of Satan or the world. So when we go to him, you know, there's two trees in the garden. One is the spirit of life, and other is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So what does that mean? That when you follow the world or you follow Satan, it's all about information and knowledge. Because everything is changing. The knowledge and the information right now is AI. So the whole world is following. But you gotta keep God first. Even if you dabble in AI, keep God first. He'll tell you when to pick it up and when to put it down and how to use it. But stay focused. Don't lose your focus with God. Keep him first. Because he may have a different pathway for you. He may see danger down the way for you, and you don't know it because you can't see down the way. You can't see tomorrow. You can't see trouble that's coming ahead. But he can. Because with the body he gave us, we cannot see in that dimension. Amen? But God can, because he is the creator of all things in heaven and in earth. And because of that, we must guard our hearts and mind against the deception of the enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. This is how it reads. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what is he saying? He's saying that when people in life are trying to fight you with their fists, with their guns, they don't know nothing about the Bible and how the world was set up. But this is what I say to the believers. Use the word as far as you can use it, because sometimes you got to protect yourself at that moment. But God will let you know, and he will be with you to help you through that moment. If you have to pull your weapon, he will let you know. But before then, you pull every weapon out of the Bible you can use. Father, I rebuke that. I cast it down. Father, send your warring angels. Send the angels of peace. You know, call upon the kingdom to help you. And keep your eyes open. Amen. It says, casting down arguments or imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Now, what does that mean? Because it says, some versions say casting down arguments, or some of them say imaginations. They're both on the same level. An argument is something that you see in your mind that they doesn't line up with what you think, or they said something that you don't appreciate, or you know, you don't agree with. And then imaginations are the same things. They are there to try to detour us or show us something, or sometimes mislead us. And every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God or the word of God. It says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when these things come up on your mind, the Bible is telling you, bring those thoughts into captivity. Bring those moments into captivity and make it obey Christ. So what I did today was I wrote a faith confession for you. And this faith confession is a call to action. I declare today that I have the mind of Christ. I choose to align my thoughts, my heart, and my actions with the will of God. And I reject every deceptive thought that seeks to lead me astray. I humbly submit myself to God's perfect plan, knowing that his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. I commit to daily renewing my mind through the truth of God's word. I choose not to conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit of Christ. Every thought that arises up against the knowledge of God, I take captive and arrest it and bring it unto obedience to Christ. I renounce the lies of the enemy and refuse to be swayed by selfish desires and worldly wisdom. I reject the voice of the deceiver who seeks to confuse and to destroy. And I declare today that I will walk in the light of God's word. I choose humility over pride, obedience over rebellion, and love over selfishness. Through prayer, through my faith, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I declare that I stand firm in the knowledge of that I am victorious in Christ. I will not be moved by fear or doubt, for I am equipped with the weapons of God, his word, his spirit, his truth. I am empowered to live in complete alignment with God's perfect will. And I trust in his promises to lead me, protect me, and strengthen me in every way. Today, I claim victory, his peace, and his purpose. In Jesus' name, we all agree by saying, amen. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Father, we confess these things today in agreement with your word. And it is our prayer and greatest hope that the Holy Spirit, whom we invite into our lives, is there to inform us when evil is present with and around us. We confess your will in our lives and thank you that every spiritual and natural need is met in thy Son, Jesus. We pray for the families, and we pray for the children and grandchildren of these members here and those that are not here. We pray that the will of God will reach out and touch their lives that they're covered in the blood of the Lamb, that he's ordering their steps, and that he is dwelling with them each and every day, each and every step of the way. Thank you for your will. Thank you for your word, and thank you for Jesus. These and other blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hope you all enjoyed that lesson today, that God is with you and that you understood the lesson. If you didn't, send us an email. We'll explain whatever we talked about today. And if you want a copy of that confession, hit me on Messenger on Facebook or send us an email on ministry147@gmail.com, and we will send it back to you. May God bless you and may God keep you. If there is a donation that you have for us today or any other day, then you can write down the ways that you can do it as it displays on the screen today. And we thank those that have made donations and that obediently send God these blessings so that we may continue to spread the gospel and be on point. In Jesus' mighty name today, we say amen and amen again. This joy that I have, take it away, take it away, take it away. This joy that I have, I give it to the world. Take it away, take it away, take it away. This joy that I have, my Father gave it, it's for you and me.